wanting to show you as we move through these hours that we will be together is how to line up your energy so that you are in vibrational harmony with your own desire. Most people do not vibrationally match their own desire. That most people don't make it through a whole sentence without contradicting their own desire. People will say to us, "Abraham, I want more money. I'm so tired of the struggle." Not realizing that they are offering two contradictory vibrations. You see, when you say, "I want a new red car," the universe responds to the vibration of that desire. But then if you say, "But it's too expensive," the universe is responding to that vibration too. So now you have the universe responding to two contradictory vibrations, so nothing changes for you. So what we want to show you how to do is how to purify your energy. And purify, some people have a little trouble with that word. But what we mean by it is stop the contradiction, purify your vibration, get your energy all going in the same direction. And we'll talk a lot about that as we're moving forward, because the universe is responding to your vibration. And if you are deliberately offering your vibration, then you are a deliberate creator. You see, in every moment that you are awake, you are literally emanating a vibrational signal. It's not different from a radio signal. You're constantly emanating it. And the universe accepts that signal as your point of attraction and then constantly matches it with things like it. So what you're thinking and feeling and what you're getting is always a match. What we want to show you is how to line up your energy so that what you are wanting, what you've consciously decided that you want, you yourself are a vibrational match too. In order to help you with this, we have two new words that they're not new words, but we are going to offer them to you in a new format. And as you toy with these words over the next few days, it's going to bring you to a keener sense of your own vibrational point of attraction than anything that you've ever lived before. The first word is inclusion, meaning things I want to include in my experience. I'd like to include abundance. I'd like to include wellness. I'd like to include vitality. I'd like to include happiness. I'd like to include nice people. I'd like to include that oriental rug. Inclusion. Anything that you're wanting to include in your physical experience. The other word is exclusion, meaning things not wanted. I'd like to exclude debt, or I'd like to exclude sickness, or I'd like to exclude violence, or I'd like to exclude injustice. Exclusion, things not wanted. The tricky thing about exclusion is that there's no such thing. And every time you attempt it, all you really do is include in your vibration something not wanted. And that's what you're doing that is mucking up your energy. That's what's keeping your energy from being pure. You see, all that time that you say, "No, I want not that," you are actually including it in your vibration so that what you are really wanting cannot come to you because you are not in vibrational harmony with it because you're pushing against its opposite. Are you getting the sense of what we're talking about? In order to help Esther and others understand your point of attraction, we said to Esther a while back, get a box. One of those cardboard banker's boxes will work very well. And on the lid of the box, write the words, "My creation box," and somewhere else on this box write, "This box equals," or "This box represents my point of attraction." Somewhere else on the box write, "What I put in this box vibrates, and as it vibrates, the universe will match it with physical equivalent." In other words, what I put in here is mine. We said to Esther, this will help you understand your own point of attraction, because most of you have no idea what you're vibrating. Until you deliberately start including things, you're not very much aware of what you are including by virtue of wanting to exclude. In other words, you would never cut out a picture of bankruptcy and put it in your box, would you? And yet, by worrying about money, you are including that vibration in your box, which means your vibration isn't pure, which means the universe cannot respond to your pure vibration because you're offering a contradictory vibration. You're beginning to get the sense of this? So Esther sat one night, she thought the idea sounded fun, and she looked through a stack of magazines and she tore out anything that was reminiscent of anything that she would like to live. She tore it out and dropped it in her box. 20 or 30 things she found. She found a magnificent oriental rug, very nice color and design. She dropped it in her box, and about 2 days later, a postcard came in the mail from a furniture store in San Antonio announcing the opening of a new rug outlet in their store. And on their postcard was a picture of an Oriental rug. It was the identical rug Esther had torn out of the magazine. She was so excited, you would have thought that she had come home and found the rug on her floor. But it was evidence to Esther that the universe was responding to her box. About that time, she found in her mail one afternoon a beautiful brochure from the Spurs Foundation. That's the basketball team in San Antonio. And they were announcing the new season, wanting to sell tickets. And the brochure was so colorful and beautiful. And Esther pondered it, thinking, I wonder why they would send this brochure to us. We have never attended a sporting event in our life, probably never will. Not in our recent life anyway, and not in our probable future. And then she thought how much fun it would be to get some tickets for their daughter Tracy and Tracy's boyfriend David, who quite often go to these Spurs games. And for about 20 seconds, Esther fantasized how much fun it would be to get them some tickets right down in front. Good seats, you know, where you can get sweat on and stuff by the players. Be right in the nitty-gritty of all of it. And then Esther realized that she did not know what David's work schedule was, so she was not ready to act on it. But she dropped the brochure in her creation box just the same. Less than 2 hours later, she was at the grocery store in San Antonio, and she was in the checkout line. And a woman she has never seen before said hello to her, and Esther said hello. Then the woman paused and looked like she was going to say something else, and Esther looked at her, and the woman said, you know, I have 2 extra tickets for tonight's Spurs game. Could you use them, or do you know someone who could? Esther nearly fell over. She could hardly believe the speed of this manifestation. And we said to Esther, this is what we mean by a pure vibration. In other words, Esther had never offered contradictory thought about this subject. She had never stood in long lines wanting to get Spurs tickets. She had never been disappointed at not being able to get Spurs tickets. When she was a little girl, her mother never said, if you're not good.
Small business owners wear a lot of hats. And while some hats are great, others, like the filing taxes and running payroll hat, not so great. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Oh, and you get direct access to certified HR experts too. As a bonus, listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. This is one hat you're going to be glad you gave up. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/B2B. That's gusto.com/B2B.
There will not be Spurs tickets for you. In other words, Spurs tickets were not an issue. And so Esther did not have any habit of contradictory thought about the Spurs tickets. And so when she offered just a very small desire, since it was not contradicted in her own vibration, it was easily answered. You see what we're getting at? You see, your desire does not have to be loudly offered or long offered. It just cannot be contradicted by you. You must not be in contradiction with your own desire, or it cannot come. And if there is a desire that you hold that is not coming, one thing is certain. You are in contradiction of it, or it would be here now. You see? Now, how is it that you contradict your desires? Well, sometimes you do it by very logically having desires that don't go well together. In other words, a man said to us recently, Abraham, I really want my business to go better because I want more money. But we could feel in his vibration something else that said, I don't want more business because I don't want more work. My tongue is already hanging out. So he was saying, bring me more work, don't bring me more work. I want more work because I want more money. I don't want more work because I don't want more work. In other words, he was not in vibrational harmony with his own desire. Often, in fact, most often, the reason that you are not in vibrational harmony with your own desire is because you are so busy observing what is. And what is usually doesn't hold what you want. And here's what we mean by that. Go back to what we were saying earlier about the contrast. Have you noticed that sometimes when you're living something you don't want, by law of attraction, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until finally you're shouting, I don't want this. Esther teases as she quotes from an old movie and shouts, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. In other words, that sort of place of really knowing what it is you do not want. And right about then, clarity of desire erupts. In other words, when you're at that place of shouting what you don't want, you also are at that place of now being able to shout what you do want, you see. And so in that statement of what you do want, even though the words have now popped out of you, your vibration is always grossly contradicted in the beginning of all desire, because after all, this new decision just erupted out of your awareness of what you do not want. And because most of you are so observant of what is, even though you're making your statement of desire, you keep observing what is. So your observation does not match your desire. You're getting, in other words, I want more money. I'm so tired of the struggle. And since the struggle is now, since the struggle is present, and since you're such keen observers, you keep observing what is, and as long as you're observing what is, that's what's reflected in your vibration, you see. That's why often as we try to teach you how to use the power of your imagination, how to visualize, how to fantasize, because in your imagination you can easily match your desire, pretend it, talk about what it would be like, talk about why you want it, try to remember a time like it or imagine a time like it. In your imagination you can easily match your desire. Sometimes you will say to us, well, Abraham, shouldn't I face reality? We say, no, never do that unless reality matches your desire. If your now reality is not a match to your desire, every time you face reality, you muck up your vibration. And the universe cannot respond to your desire because you are not in vibrational harmony with your desire. Are you getting the sense of this? You are. So as we move forward in these hours that are before us, we want to assist you in understanding how to line up energy. We want to show you it's really much easier than you know, because you have a guidance system within you that lets you know in every moment what you are doing with your vibration. When you are in this moment in vibrational harmony with your desire, you feel elation, or you feel appreciation, or you feel joy, or you feel love, or you feel enthusiasm, or you feel passion. You feel good when you are vibrationally matching your desire. When you feel anger or fear or blame or doubt or resentment or any of those negative emotions, what that always means is right here and now you're including in your vibration something that doesn't match your desire. That's what your guidance system is showing you. You are including something that you really want to exclude. In some facets of your life, you understand about inclusion rather than exclusion. For example, as we see you in front of a cookie counter, with all of those varieties there, you usually say, oh, I'll take one of those and I'll take one of those. I'm including, I'd like that and I'd like that and I'd like that. We don't see you saying, ooh, look at those icky peanut butter ones. Ooh. We don't see you joining forces to get them out of the counter. You don't worry that if you let them go, they'll take over. You're not afraid they'll spread and soon there won't be room for the ones you want. When we're talking about cookies, you understand inclusion, don't you? In other words, because you don't feel threatened by the cookies. You don't believe that they will take over and permeate your life in some negative way. And what we would like you to understand is that from your broader non-physical perspective, you saw everything about this physical time-space reality just like a cookie counter. You knew there were all kinds of things there, and you said, I'll go forth and I'll include in my vibration that which I am wanting to participate in. And I'll eat a few peanut butter cookies just to discover that I prefer something else. In other words, you were willing to expose yourself to the contrast in order to come to the conclusions about what you want, but you did not plan on pushing against, you see. And what we want you to hear is that it is that pushing against what you do not want, it is that misguided belief that you can't exclude that causes you to compromise your own vibration and keep yourself from the things you want. The most powerful statement that you will hear us make to you today is this: no one can deny you anything. God isn't denying it, the economy isn't denying it, circumstances are, nobody can deny you anything. Only you do it through your own contradiction in your own vibration. So when you get the hang of how to line up your vibration, friends, there isn't anything that you can imagine that you cannot easily achieve. By lining up energy, what we mean is this. If you can hold a thought for 68 seconds, now let us begin a little softer. If you can hold a thought for 17 seconds, then another thought like it but more evolved will come to it. If you can hold that thought for another 17 seconds, then another thought like it but more evolved will come to it. If you can hold that thought for 17 seconds, then another thought like it but more evolved will come to it. If you can do that four times, that's 68 seconds, you have enough pure energy flowing that the universe will respond to your vibration, and you will, it is our absolute promise to you, see physical movement.